This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
$62.5 million. That's what Disney Pixar did with the latest film, WALL-E. And it's about a little lonesome robot, you know. And WALL-E Norbury and WALL-E Wu, you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is WALL-E Wu.
I gather hanging out in a place where people don't live, where there's a giant, enormous mess, and having to clean it up kind of all by yourself is something that you can really relate to. WALL-E Norbury, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's an ongoing thing.
You're a landfill attendant at Hartfield Landfill in British Columbia, correct?
That's correct. Actually, Heartland.
Heartland, great. And WALL-E Wu, you're a brownfield coordinator for the EPA Region 9 in Central California?
Yeah, in San Francisco.
San Francisco. So both of you went and saw WALL-E over the weekend. And WALL-E Norbury, let me begin with you. As a landfill attendant, how did you feel about the little robot?
Well, he was quite an efficient little guy, that's for sure. He was definitely on top of recycling, which is a good thing.
And did you like the movie?
Oh, I thought it was very interesting. It had very different directions and kept you focused and wondering what was going on next. But, yeah, it was a good movie.
A supreme sort of heroic story for a landfill attendant left on planet Earth to clean up the big mess we've all made?
Oh, yeah. He was a poor guy. He was lonely. There's no doubt about that. And I guess when you meet the prettiest looking robot around, I guess it was probably a fun thing.
It's kind of a relationship movie, as we said last week. WALL-E Wu, your review of WALL-E for us.
I thought it was an extremely entertaining movie on several levels, besides being probably the best animation movie that Pixar has given. You know, it contains a good storyline, you know, containing romance and music, and also elements of E.T. and 2001 Space Odyssey. But beyond that, from an environmental standpoint, it shows the landfill, which, you know, in brownfields, that's one of the types of brownfields that we have to work with to try and clean up and redevelop.
WALL-E, is there a lot of romance there in the brownfield, in the landfill, in your experience as a brownfield coordinator?
Well, not necessarily in the brownfields, but, you know, romance is everywhere, as you know, folks that are working on trying to redevelop and clean up brownfields. So
for both of you guys, that's like two sort of filthy thumbs up from WALL-E Norbury and WALL-E Wu, correct?
Oh, definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. Well, guys, thanks for joining us, and, you know, try to keep it clean out there in British Columbia.
Oh, we will. That's where our the air's the freshest and the mountains are the whitest.
All right. WALL-E Norbury is landfill attendant at Heartland Landfill and Recycling Center in British Columbia. And WALL-E Wu, same to you, okay?
Yes, you're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Brownfield coordinator for EPA Region 9 in San Francisco. And Maggie, you saw
Yeah, I WALL-E. Saw WALL-E. Yeah, WALL-E is adorable.
Maggie Jackson, you liked it too.
I'd love a little WALL-E of my own. But I thought it was a really interesting, wonderful little skewering of clinical distraction. You know, a great satire. The people, the human beings who've left Earth and live on the space station, move around in these little chairs, you know, too fat to stand. You know, they're wedded to their screens.
And they can't focus.
Yeah, and kids today, 5 3/4 of hours of non-print media a day. That's what the average child in America is exposed to.
In the future, we'll all wish that we're robots. Maggie Jackson, thank you very much.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.